number 9672, Brenda and Lee Mumford, south of Route 54, west of Hidden Acres Drive, being lot 51 within Hidden Acres Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Brenda Mumford, 32190 Hidden Acre Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Lee Mumford, 32190 Hidden Acre Drive, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
You swear testimony about to give to the record knowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Good evening, ma'am.
We're asking for a 2-foot variance on the one side of our property so we can put a permanent foundation home in there. If it goes the other side, the septic is there. So we cannot put that home there unless we have the variance or we redo the septic. And we'd have to have a mound system if we redid the septic, which would take our whole entire yard. So that's what we're asking for.
Why do we have two separate plans? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
One's existing.
Okay.
One's
existing.
Oh,
yeah.
One's showing the single home that we have now. Single.
We have a 14 by 76 right now, and we're expanding to a 28 by 76.
Yeah, which is actually 26.
So your existing home is 14 by 50?
14 by 76.
It'll be the same length. We're just going double the width. But we need our septics on the opposite side there, so we can't go any closer to that and the drain field and all that's there. So we're asking for 2 foot on the other side.
And it will have a permanent foundation. So
we're going to block foundation as opposed to. Well, I think it's class C home. It will be with that or something.
It's modular.
It would be for
the mobile with
permanent foundation.
Permanent foundation.
Right.
Class C.
Right. Right.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board?
Yeah. No, sir.
No. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Opposition? Okay. Sir, do you want to come up and sit down right in front there, if you please?
Jennifer Hughes, 32215 Tranquility Lane, Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
Greg Hughes, same address.
You swear testimony you got to give for a record knowledge?
Yes.
We own the property right next door, and we have septic permits and wells permits and everything. I just want to make sure that I could have to ask some extra time to work with our designer or land planner to make sure that doesn't affect ours.
Yeah, so we're excited that they're going to be putting a house, and I think it's great, but we just want to at least have like a week to look at the plans.
Your septic and well will be based on theirs and other septics and wells.
Well, we already got that approved, but unfortunately the house that we got approved is actually 10 feet right off the existing property line. And we have a copy of that right here, and we just again want to make sure that there's no problem with future, you know, building it and selling it.
Because it's going to be right next to their house.
Yeah, so we're the new house, it's a proposed 3-bedroom dwelling, and it's in the left corner, 10 feet right off the border. So.
Is that the corner next to their proposed new dwelling?
It'll be right, yes. Where theirs is 8 feet off.
And I have a copy of, I think it was in March, we just got it approved for the septic and the well and all that, even though it had a well on it, but I don't know if you want to see a copy.
You've been in lot number 50?
Correct.
Okay, and you live on the other, on Tranquility Lane?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're showing on their property an existing well and existing septic system. They're using the same ones. If yours were approved after that, they're not going to change any.
Correct, correct.
Okay.
So nothing
they've asked for is going to influence the location of their well or septic, which means that it wouldn't have any impact on your well or septic.
Correct. Yeah, I think we got that established where technically, you know, with the surveyors and everything like that, there won't be any, you know, legal ramifications. But I guess basically we're just a little concerned about, we would just at least like to see the placement of the home because, again, it's so close to where our proposed houses can only go.
Your proposed house is going to be 10 feet from the line.
Yes, that's...
So they're asking to be 8 feet from the line.
Correct. And again, like I said, we're...
I guess what we don't understand is how, what effect that's going to have other than they're going to...
Well, I guess just aesthetically, knowing that the two homes are just so close together, we just really just kind of at least... We're asking the board if we can at least just take a look to see, you know, the way the house is going to be laid out or something like that.
They're this much closer than they would otherwise
yes.
be.
Yes.
Okay.
And also just to double check with our land design, just to make sure that this isn't going to affect anything. Because
yes.
if it does anything and then we can't ever sell this.
Again, this is all new to us, so we're just kind of filling the way through.
If they don't place this new double wide, okay. Then nothing's going to change. Their mobile home is going to stay at the same.
Yeah, we don't want that. We'd love for them to get a new place.
Okay.
It's great.
So what I'm saying is, as it is right now, there's no effect to your property.
Correct.
Obviously, you've gotten approvals to have everything done, right?
Correct.
Okay, they're not asking for anything more than what's there now.
Exactly. Yes, same septic, same well, everything. So again, that's the only reason we were here. We're just saying, hey, we're excited. This is great news. We were just a little concerned again.
But we didn't even
this.
Know what the plans were.
We just wanted to.
You want to see what they propose?
That's exactly. That's
okay.
That was it.
You can come up here and you can see.
Okay.
This is what they have existing.
Yes.
Okay. There's their septic. This is a tank here. That's a drain field. This is a single wide that they have, which is 70 by 14. And what they want to do is remove that and put this in the same footprint, only it's going to go more that way. They can't move further this way, so it's going to go on the same line.
But
I believe, are you 10 feet from the property line?
Okay,
okay. All right, so yes, it would be 2 feet closer to the property line.
And my thinking or concern was just like where would the HVAC go and steps and certain things like that, because I assume they'd be protruding a little bit even more.
Yeah,
it's HVAC is allowed to encroach 5 feet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Most of them, most
3 feet.
Steps and decks.
Okay. Steps and decks 5 feet.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Where are your steps? Your deck?
I don't plan on having a deck on that side at all.
No,
okay.
No,
it's going to be
steps.
The back side. It'll just be steps.
You want to come up to the podium so we can address the board? Is there going to be any steps or?
Yes.
There's a back door there, but it shouldn't. I mean, because
if we have to, we can make sure that we have somebody make us special steps just to go in to have access to the back door.
Even if this was granted, it couldn't go more than 3 feet.
Right.
Because you're only allowed to cross with steps.
Right.
Right.
That's what they're saying. So that if there's a door back here, the most they could go is 5 feet.
It'd be a back door to a laundry.
It could be 5 feet from the property line.
It wouldn't be.
But if this is granted, then they can only go 3 feet, which is typically enough for a set of steps. How long, you can go back up there. Yeah.
Okay.
How long are you asking the board to wait on a decision?
I mean, I would think just maybe 3 or 4 days. I mean, again, it's probably nothing wrong at all, but again, this is so new to us. I thought it would just be a good idea to be proactive and just get a copy of it and just send it to the gal who designed our site plan here and all that stuff. So, but we, you know, wouldn't want to hold it up. So,
do you folks have any objection to waiting a week for our decision?
No, that's fine.
Well, actually, it would be two. Well,
27.
27,
2 weeks.
Yeah. We're okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, great. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to leave case number 9,672, hearing open for the purpose of the neighbor to check to see if there's any problems with them developing their property and to get back with the office within a week from today. And we'll make a decision or finish hearing the case. But only for that purpose. Therefore, there won't be any testimony at our next hearing. It'll just be, they'll be able to respond, or, you know, to... Yeah, you can come if you'd like, or you can just call the office the following morning.
Thank you. Second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we leave case number 9,672 open to allow the neighbors the opportunity to see if this will have any effect on their property. And they will get into the office within a week. Hey, all those in favor of the motion, can you use a voting sign? Aye. All opposed?
We'll say that's done.
Okay, we'll go back to our regular business.